5 to 9, another installment of Corporates That Care. This has possibly been one of the most exciting initiatives I've been a part of. And of course, it's the way in which 702 and Prime Media Outdoor want to walk the talk and encourage corporate leaders and all citizens to do the same with us. We started this initiative, launching it because we have decided to promote blind youth development. We had a dinner with many corporate leaders who joined. And we had that dinner, that three-course dinner in pitch darkness in the evening. And of course, all the waiters and the staff were blind or at least visually impaired. And it was just such a moving evening. And so we've invited a number of other corporates that care to come and tell us about the work they're doing and the difference they're making. Today, we're joined by Dr. Stephen Zwane, who's the Managing Executive for Corporate Citizenship at APSA. A very good morning to you and thank you for popping in. You, of course, want to tell us about the APSA Fellowship Program. What is it exactly?
Bongani, thank you very much for having us. And thank you. We're just so proud to be part of this initiative. I think for us as APSA, one of the main things is that we are honored to want to make a difference in the lives of young people. I think we want to empower Africa's tomorrow, one story of it at a time. And the main stories that we're interested in is the stories of young people, women, and enterprises broadly. And I think one of the most programs we are most proud of is what we call the APSA Fellowship. I think we've touched about 9,000 young people over the period.
Oh, wow.
The APSA Fellowship is really about addressing the missing middle. You know, when NSFAS came in and said we'll fund the bottom of the pyramid type of youth that can't afford to go to university, there were a number of those that were not good enough for NSFAS and then their parents couldn't afford, yet they were academically qualifying. So we went for that missing middle and we started to fund them. But we wanted to go beyond just giving somebody a scholarship. We wanted to empower them so that by the time they leave the program, they can go into a workplace and be productive because they've got leadership skills, they've got entrepreneurship skills, they've got just self-belief, which is one of the main things needed for someone to go and solve problems in the workplace. And that is a program that we're truly proud of.
And how do you select people? I mean, you've mentioned academic qualifications, but how do people become a part of the program?
I think first and foremost, because of the academic inclination, we want young people that get at least 65% on average for their academic performance. We make it available via our website and social media and through our branch network so the young people can be able to see what exactly it looks like.
Is it a loan? Do people pay back into the program upon completion?
It's a fully inclusive scholarship that no payback. And for the longest time, young people can go work anywhere they want. I think for us, it was about giving back and making community better, moving society forward.
Are there particular courses or career paths which you sponsor and others you don't?
We are particularly interested in the scarce skills in the sciences. And the humanities in the arts has become one of the core scarce skills that we are going towards. So we are particular by the type of programs we support.
9,000 participants so far.
So far, yeah.
Why is it important to you that corporates should care?
I think for us, caring is about making society better. It's about moving society forward. But also, we need the environment that is conducive for us to trade as a business. If we enable the environment to be conducive, we can prosper. And prospering is important for us as an organization.
Because it's important that... And the thing I always stress is that it's important that we don't just get to a place where we sign checks and give money away, but that we actually walk this journey with the participants.
I think, Bongani, the fact that we've got this program that says corporates that care, there's an acknowledgement that we've looked beyond just ticking the box. We do want to make a big difference. And I think we want to empower young people, and we believe that their story matters, and that's why we go for the stories.
And if anyone wants to participate, as you say, they can look at your social media pages,
Absolutely.
Your website, or even visit a local branch.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. APSA and their program, their fellowship program, it's called the APSA Fellowship Program. Dr. Stephen Zwane, the Managing Executive of Corporate Citizenship at APSA. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having us. 702 Podcast on PrimeMediaPlus.com.